We begin the current daf, Masechtas Nazir, daf Yud Zayin. We begin on the top line of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, which was focusing in the halacha of the Mishnah of the previous daf, which spoke about if someone is in the cemetery, he's in the state of Tumah, and in that state of Tumah he accepts upon himself a Nazirus. Now that is, in a sense, paradoxical, because a Nazir is someone that's not allowed to become Tumah. So on that, the Mishnah said one component of this halacha is that this person is not going to be obligated in bringing a carbon of Tumah, which is generally a Nazir that becomes Tumah has to bring, has to have taglachas, has to cut his hair, has to start over the whole thing that he had done, and bring karbanas. And that the Mishnah says, he has no vahayam rishayim yiplu. He's already in a state of Tumah, so therefore he never was tahar to become Tumah, so there's no carbon that he's going to bring. Now, on that there was a machlekes in the Gemara between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish regarding other components of the halacha of Naziris. Now, Rabbi Yechon says, although there's no carbon of Tumah, because that's learned out from a pasuk, however, regarding the other prohibitions of drinking wine or of cutting one's hair, the person accepted upon himself a vow of Naziris, and therefore he will be liable for those things, even if he's still in the cemetery. Moreover, when he becomes Tahar, it automatically activates the Naziris that he took, which on some level was already activated, that he had taken in the basic forest in the cemetery. Because Rish Lakish argued, he said, no, you can't take a Naziris in a state of Tumah in the basic forest. Therefore, there's no violations, no prohibitions of drinking wine and cutting hair. And moreover, when you become Tahar, you don't automatically become obligated in this Naziris. You would have to re-accept it when you become Tahar. That's a Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Now, Rabbi Yechon had asked questions on Rish Lakish, and the Gemara had answered them. And now Gemara continues with this discussion with Esved that Rabbi Yechon asked on Rish Lakish from the following Brisa. The Brisa says as follows: Ein bein tami shenazir. There's no halachic difference between a tami person that makes himself into a nazir, and in other words, the case like we discussed in our Mishnah, which is the case Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish argue on. So there's no difference between such a person, lenazir tar shenitma, to a regular tar nazir that becomes tamei sometime during his naziris. There's no halachic difference between them. Ella, the one difference between them is tamei shenazir, the case of our Mishnah, which is a person that is tamei and in the state of tumah, he makes himself into nazir. So shvi shaloi oiloloi laminyan. So his day 7, which means to say someone that's tamei from a tumas mess has to do 7 days of purity. Day 3 and day 7, they get sprayed on by the ash of the paraduma. And then at nightfall of the 7th day, he has Harav Shemesh, sundown, and then it becomes Tahar. So the difference between these two types of Nazirim that are Tameh is the one that was always Tameh, and in the state of Tumah became a Nazir. On his 7th day, he really could start counting day 1 of his new Nazirs. Now the reason being is because he doesn't have to bring a carbon, and therefore he starts counting right away after, again, he gets sprayed on day 3 and day 7, and he immerses himself in the mikvah on day 7. Now, Tosfos points out, although really to be totally tahor, you need Harav Shemesh sundown, which is the beginning of the 8th day, so how can the Naziris take effect already on day 7? And that Tosfos says that you could say that the status of a Tful Yoim, that Tumah is a very light and low-level Tumah, and therefore that won't prevent the Naziris of taking effect, because automatically you become tahor when you're ready at Tful Yoim, you just have to wait for sundown. So therefore, that's enough to be a Nazir, because you're not really a full-fledged Tumah. So you could be, so to speak, a Tahar Nazir, which is what Naziris has to be. So you can start counting already on day 7. But the Nazir Tahar Shenitma, but a regular Nazir that was Tahar, that then became Tumah sometime during his Naziris, where he also has to start over, his day 7 of his purification process from the Tumah does not count towards his new Naziris, and he can't start counting until the next day, on day 8, which is when he brings his karbanas, because that's the pasuk by a nazir that becomes tamei, and then he has to be matar himself. He has to also have, as the pasuk says, v'kidish roisha b'yemahu, when does his hair become sanctified, meaning that he could start counting the growth of his hairs for his, whatever how long his naziris is on the day when he has his taglachas, when he cuts his hair and he brings his karbanas, which is only on the 8th day. Whereas again, the regular person that becomes tar from tumah, like the Tamei Shenazir, doesn't have to bring karbanas. That's a unique halacha by a nazir that was tar that became tamei, that now that he's starting over, he has to cut his hair and bring karbanas. So since his tar is not concluded, and his new naziris, as the pasuk says, v'kidish reisha b'yemahu, that yemahu is only on day 8, That's going to be a difference between these two types of nazirim that are tamei. When could they start counting their nazirus from fresh? For the tamei shenazir is day 7 of his tar process, and the nazir tar shenitma is only on the following day. That's the brisa. Now that Rabbi Yechon asks on Rish Lakish, if it's like you, Rish Lakish, that you entertain, and you say that a tamei shenazir, if he's tamei, he's in the basic forest in the cemetery, and he accepts upon himself a vow nazirus, you said, as we quote on the previous daf, that it doesn't take effect whatsoever. So the question is, amai oiloloi min haminyan? What does it mean that his day 7 of Tara will count towards his counting of nazirus? But what do you mean? According to you, since he was tamei when he was nazar, he hasn't even accepted upon himself any nazirus whatsoever until he makes a new acceptance. Now the Rosh points out, and as we had this discussion in the previous daf, that maybe you're going to say, okay, as Rosh Lakish had answered on the previous question, that it's talking about that he accepted upon himself the Naziris on day 7. And that's what it's saying, it's going to take effect on day 7, in contrast to the Nazar Tarsha Nitma that's only going to be on the following day. So that the Rosh says, but then that would obviously implicate another question. Then the Brisa should have said another difference between them. It's saying there's only one difference. When does it start? Day 7 or the following day? Should have said that the Nazar Tar Shenitma doesn't need to re-accept his Naziris. He was a regular Nazar. He became Tamei. He has to start over, as the Pasuk delineates. Whereas the Tamei Shenazar has to make a new Kabbalah. That would have been a significant factor. So obviously it's Toma that he didn't. If he didn't, but then that's difficult according to you, because you said that there's no Naziris whatsoever. What does it mean that day 7 is Olam HaMinyan? He hasn't even accepted a Naziris. So therefore the Gemara says, Amar Mabar Avashi, the way we had explained the Machloikis Rabbi Yechon Shlokish in the previous daf is incorrect. That is, Meichel Kule Amaloi Pligi Dechayla. Nobody argues that regards to the primary acceptance of Naziris, it has taken effect, and that he doesn't have to re-accept it when it becomes tar, as we had explained Rish Lakish's opinion on the previous daf. Moreover, that even right now, if he cuts his hair or drinks wine, he's going to get lashes for that. Eliki pligi la milki. What was the machlekes Rabbi Yechon Shlokish only regarding getting malchus lashes for being in the state of tuma? And that is Rabbi Yechon and Savar Kiv and the Chayler Yechon held that since the naziris takes effect, again according to everybody, for getting lashes if you consume wine or for cutting your hair. So lucky, so you also get lashes regarding becoming in the state of tuma. And the reason being, as Tosa explains, because the Torah is only, as we'll see on the coming on the next daf, that there's only an exclusion from the carbon tuma regarding a tamei shenazir, but not from the lashes of tuma. And the Rabbi Yechon holds that just like you get lashes for wine and for cutting hair, you'll get lashes for being in the state of tuma too. Rish Lakish savor loy lucky. Rish Lakish held that no. That you're not going to get lashes for tumah, just like you don't bring a carbon for being in the state of tumah. And the reason being is because since the Torah, again, as we'll see on the next daf, excludes, and as which was the halacha of our Mishnah, that if you were never tahar to become tumah, rather you were in a state of tumah that you accepted upon yourself in the Naziris, that you're exempt from a carbon for a nazir that becomes tumah, so too it excludes you from all the halachas of tumah, and therefore also from lashes, that you're not going to get lashes, but v'chayla. But it will take effect. In other words, the Naziris is taking effect. You can't consume wine, and you can't cut your hair, but you will not get any punishment, not only carbon tumah, but even lashes for tumah, according to Rish Lakish. That's the new revised machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Again, nobody disagrees that it's going to take effect, as we just proved from this last refutation Rabbi Yechon had to Rish Lakish. Rather, machlekes is regarding, do you get lashes for the tumah, and or not? That's the machlekes. Now, on that, the Gemara says, Eitzu Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. So, now, again, Rabbi Yechon starts his new series of questions on Rish Lakish, which essentially is really the same questions that was asked on the previous daf regarding the first version of the Machlekes, where the Rosh says that was only the first version of that the Gemara had was the Gemara's interpretation of their Machlekes, which we thought that that's what they're arguing about, which we find many times in the Talmud, that the Gemara assumes that's their Machlekes, says no, they can't be their Machlekes, as we end up refuting it, and therefore we revise it, and that's what we're doing now. But still, Rabbi Yechon is now going to ask the same questions on the new revised Rish Lakish. Again, originally we had thought that Rish Lakish hold that it's not going to take effect at all. Now we're saying it's going to take effect, but he holds that you're not going to get lashes for being in the state of Tumah if you were always Tumah, and that's how you accept upon yourself the Naziris. So the question is from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said Misha Nazar v'hu beveis hakvaras, if someone takes upon himself a state of Nazirus while he's in the cemetery, that he's in the state of Tuma. So the Mishnah said, afilo hayisham shleishim yom, that even if he's there for 30 days, which is the conclusion of a Nazirus, in oyin lemin amini, he has not counted even one day towards his counting of Nazirus. And moreover, v'ein amevi carbon tuma, he doesn't bring a carbon for being in the state of Tuma as a Nazir, which generally a Nazir that becomes Tuma has to bring a carbon. Now, on that, the Gemara, the Rebbe Yechon, makes the following inference to ask him a shlakish. Sounds like carbon tuma hu delay ma'isi. What is going to be unique about this nazar, this tummy that was nazar, is that he just doesn't bring a carbon of tuma. How milky lucky allow? You just don't bring a carbon for it, but you will get lashes for it, which refutes Rish Lakish, who said that no, you do get lashes on the tuma. So that the Gemara answers for Rish Lakish, no. But then the listening any like it. Truth is, it should have said, as Rish Lakish's opinion is, it's not just from carbon tuma that's being excluded, even from lashes of tuma, and it should have said that in the Mishnah, which would have been a bigger chiddush. El mishum de kabayla misna sefer. It's only because of the contrast that the sefer of the Mishnah wanted to say, the yatzav and nichnas, that if you did go out and you purified yourself and then you go back in, that the Mishnah wanted to tell us that then oilul min aminyan, that then that few moments that you had purified yourself, again, not like Rabbi Elazar, who that's the machlokes in the Mishnah, that accounts towards your counting of Nazirus of Tahara, and hence, therefore, maybe carbon tumah. Now, you will be liable for carbon tumah. You'll be considered a Nazir Tahar Shenitmam. So, Tana Reisha ain't maybe carbon tumah. That's why the Reisha, in the contrast, said that you don't bring a carbon tumah. But really, yes, it's even more than that. It's that you don't get lashes. It's just that for the Sefer, we have to say that element of Chiddush, that you're even going to bring a carbon tumah. Because we, according to the Chacham, will be considered v'hayom rishonim yiplu, even though it wasn't a day, it was just a few hours. So that's why the Reisha said that, again, that you're not going to bring a carbon tuma, but it's even more than that. So Tashma, the Gemara says, come in here, again, another proof like Rabbi Yechonah, not like Rish Lakish. The Braisa says, and as we quoted this Braisa previously, ein bein tamei shenazir. There's no halachic difference between a person that was tamei, that in that state of tuma accepted upon himself in the Ziris, L'nazir tar shenitma. This was the brisa that we had mentioned on the top of the yomit, to a nazir that was tar and then became tameh. The only difference is, elisha, meaning they both have to start counting over, the naziris meaning you have to start counting from the beginning. Elisha tameh shenazir shvi shalo oilam min aminin. The only difference is that the tameh that was in a state of tumah when he accepted upon himself the naziris, his seventh day of tahara process could already be day one of his counting of his naziris. Whereas if a nazir tar shenitma, ain't shvish lo oilam minyan. Again, as we explained before, whereas him, he needs to have karbanas on day 8, and that's when it says, v'kiddush reisha b'yemahu, he can only start counting his naziris on day 8, on the day following, when he purifies himself from his tumah. Now, the diyuk Rabbi Yechonah makes from this is, halamalka zev ezeh shavim, but it sounds like, regarding lashes of tumah, that they're the same. The only difference they have is regarding when you start counting their naziris. But it sounds like for the fact that they're tummy in the state of Nazir, so get lashes, that's not like Rish Lakish. On that Amalei, Rish Lakish says to Rabbi Yechonah, Loi, no. Like Teglachas Zevezeh Shavim. What the Brice is saying that regarding cutting the hair, meaning, as is the second interpretation of the Rosh says, regarding it lashes for cutting your hair or for consuming wine, that is where, as we said, according to this interpretation of the Machlokes Rabbi Yechonah Rish Lakish, everybody agrees that is for what it's going to take effect. And that's what we're saying, that they're going to be the same. When we say, however, that they're different, and we say it's regarding their becoming tameh, it's not just regarding when they start counting, but it's even regarding the lashes for tumah, that they will be the same, as the Gemara asks. Avala inya malkas, what comes out, according to this resolution of Rish Lakish of this braisa, is that regarding getting lashes for tumah, what's the halacha? That zeh loike v'zeh ein loike, that you want to say that, no, for that they're not the same. They're only the same regarding, meaning we're saying that there's a difference. We say the difference is when you can start counting in the zeros. So on that Rabbi Yechonah asked, but the inference is for everything else they're the same, including getting lashed. But on that Rosh Lakish said, no, it's for other things that they're the same. Regarding the prohibition of cutting here or of consuming wine, but regarding tumah, even regarding getting lashes of tumah, that they're going to be different. So that the Gemara asks, but if that's the case, that only the Nazir Tarsha Nitma is going to get lashes for becoming Tamei. B'ze'enu loike, but the Tamei Shenazir is not going to get lashes, well then listen, that should have been referenced as another difference between the two of them. You're saying there's no difference between the two of them besides when they could restart resuming their count, but there's another one, if they get lashes for the tumah. So that the Gemara answers for Rish Lakish. It's not difficult, because although that is a difference, but that's not the context of what the Brice is discussing. But the Kante Kamari, the Brice is only talking about, it's coming to teach us regarding the rectification, meaning when do you start counting days of Naziris, meaning working in progress of their halachas of Naziris. But the Brice is not talking about the destruction, the things that are wrong with their state of Naziris. In other words, it's not coming to tell us that if you do an Aveira, that you become Tamei Lameisim, or if you drink wine, or if you cut your hair. That wasn't the context of the Brice. It was talking about moving forward, regarding progress. What is the difference between this person that became Tamei and this one that was always Tamei, where they both obviously is not being counted towards the Zen and the Zeres? Okay, in the name of progress, what's going to be the difference between them regarding resuming in their appropriate way? And that is, the difference is only going to be regarding what they do, they start, but they both have to start over again. But regarding Kilkel, regarding what they did, what they do wrong, that's something else that wasn't discussed. That, yes, there is a difference regarding that the Nazar Tarsha Nitma gets Malkis, and the Nazar and the Tamish Nazar doesn't get lashes. So the Gemara continues asking on Rish Lakish. Tashima, let's come in here from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Misha Yitami Benazar, someone that was Tummy, and in that state of Tummy became a Nazar. So, Asu Ligalech Vilishas Yain, he's forbidden to cut his hair and to drink wine. Now, Vim Gilach Vishas Yain Vinit Melamesim, that's why some have the gears to add that Tummy Lamesim there too. If he cuts his hair, he drinks wine, or if he becomes Tummy, Lamesim again in this, that he was always Tummy, he wasn't Tahar Shanimah. He was Tameh, and in that state of Tumah, in the Beis HaKfaras, except in the Zeres, if he's Metameh LaMeisim, HaRezeh Seifigez Arboim, he gets lashes, 40, 39 lashes. So the Gemara says to Yufta, that's obviously a refutation of the opinion of Rish Lakish, because you see clearly that even a Tameh Shenazar will get lashes for being Metameh LaMeisim, which Rish Lakish said that you don't, and that clearly it's like Rabbi Yechanan, that you do get lashes, and the only thing that he is exempt from is the carbon of Tumah, as we're going to explain on the next daf. Now, the Rush points out, why didn't the Gemara answer as it had previously done for Rish Lakish, as in the first version, that it's talking about that it was Yotze B'Nichnas? Yes, meaning, first version that answered for him, that's saying that, look, of course you're not going to get lashes for Tumah LaMeisim. And even according to the first version, you weren't going to get lashes even for cutting hair or drinking wine either, because it didn't take effect. That the Gemara answer for Rish Lakish is talking about that if he leaves, becomes tar, and re-accepts it, and then he comes back in, then he's going to be liable for all these things. So why didn't the Gemara answer that in this version? The reason is because according to this version, being megaleach, cutting hair or drinking wine, is even if you don't go out and come back in. Because we said in this version that Rish Lakish agrees that it's going to take effect regarding giluach and shtiyas yayin. Now therefore, it's mashma that they're all the same. It says, v'mgilach v'shaziyam and itlamesim, which the first two are talking about even if you didn't go out and come back in, you didn't become tar, and therefore to come back and be tamei, and still you're going to be sabig sabarm, sounds like that nitmil mesim is going to be the same thing also, that you never became tar. And therefore that's a refutation of Rish Lakish, that you see even a tamei shenazar will be chayv malkis for his state of tum. Now, so regarding this halacha, that we just refuted Rish Lakish, and we said like Rabbi Yechanan that a nazar, Tamei Shenazar, is going to get Malkus for Tumah. So the Gemara asks the following question. Nazar v'hu beveis ha'kvaris mahu. What's the halacha? If you have a Nazar that's in the cemetery, what's going to be the halacha? As the Gemara explains, is it boyish shehila Malkus? Do you need to have, to be liable for lashes, a certain delay, time delay that the person is delaying inside the cemetery? In other words, do we need, as the Gemara says in Masechta Shavuos, regarding somebody, that there's a halacha in a different context, that a person is forbidden to be in the Azar, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, in the state of Tumah. So the Gemara Masechta Shavuos gives a certain amount of time that if, let's say, due to an oinus, something beyond his control, he was Tumah in the Azara, so the Gemara there explains that he's not going to be liable for Karas unless he delayed there what's called the amount of Hishtachavah, the amount of time it takes to prostrate oneself over there in the Azara. That's halacha l'meishem Sinai. So the Gemara's question is, are we going to say a similar parameter of halacha for this Nazar in the cemetery, where if he's in the state of Tumah over here, And if he's going to get lashes, as we said, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, even by a tamei shenazar, he's going to get lashes. But is it only if he delays the amount of time, let's say by hashtachava, or maybe not? Is it going to be different that, no, the second you become tamei, even without delay, you're going to get lashes for being a tamei nazar in, it's for being a nazar that's tamei, which is forbidden. So the Gemara is hechadami. What is this case conceptualization that you're asking regarding? As the Gemara explains, ilema de amri le loy tinzer. Again, we're talking about a person that's tamei. He's in the basic gevaras. Rabbi Yochanan says the moment he becomes a nazar, he's now violating the halacha of a nazar from being tamei, which although he was tamei shenazar, he was already tamei in the first place. Still, Rabbi Yochanan said that it's just like everyone agrees that he's going to get lashes for consuming wine or for cutting his hair. Same thing will apply for the halacha of becoming tamei. Now, on that, the question is, what's the case talking about? If it's that they, meaning, because if he's a, if he accepted already upon himself and he didn't, you have to have a sra to be violating a prohibition and to get the penalty, let's say in this case, of lashes. Now, if he already accepted upon himself, then he's already tummy, so no one warned him. So if it's talking about that they warned him beforehand, loy tinzer, they said, look, you're tummy. Don't accept upon yourself a nazirus now in the cemetery, because with the moment you do that, you're going to be a nazir and you're going to be in a state of tumah, and that's going to make you liable for lashes. On that, the Gemara wonders, lama li shahia? How would we understand Rava's question? Why would you need shahia in such a case? And the reason being is because since the person is deliberately making himself tamei in the state of naziris, because he knows he's tamei, he's in the cemetery, and he's accepting upon himself a naziris and telling him not to, so why would you need a delay? As the Gemara explains, because nazir, and as the Bach has in the word tar, my time aloy bo yishia. What's the reason why a tahar nazir, when he walks into a cemetery, when he touches something that's tamei, he doesn't need a delay, because the kamasri bay, because they're warning him, don't do this thing. Because the whole halacha actually was only mentioned of shahia in the state of oynis. If someone's walking into the azara as a tamei person, they say, don't go into your tamei. The moment he walks in, he's going to get a punishment. So to over here, a nazir tara that's walking into the cemetery, they warn him. There, since he's doing it deliberately, it's even without a time delay. So achanami kamasubi here also, he's being warned before he does this deliberate action of becoming a nazir. Of course it's going to be automatic. What's the question of Rava that maybe you would need a time delay? So the Gemara continues on with Beis and says, El Rav, the case that was being described over here in the question of Rava was, we're talking about that this person went into the cemetery with a carriage or a box or a closet. Now his friend came and pulled the floor out from under him, where now when someone is in a box, in an enclosed area, although he's in the cemetery, he's going to be tahar because he's not directly on top of the cemetery. Now that the person pulled out the floor beneath him, now he's not anymore protected, and now he becomes in the state of tumah. Now the reason why the Gemara is picking this type of a case is because that's what would be called in halacha an oynis, something beyond his control. He didn't know that he was becoming tumah. Now, moreover, as the Rosh says, the Gemara could not have said a case, for example, if he walked into the cemetery by mistake, and then they warn him to get out, because the Gemara Masechta Shavuot says that this whole halacha l'moish mesinai of shehiya, of requiring a delay before you get karis for being in the azar, in the state of tumah, which the Rav's question is, do we parallel that over here for a nazar in the state of tumah, was only said if it began in oynis, if it was beyond his control. Let's say someone died or he touched something tamei in the azara, then he becomes tamei. So then that's what halacha mishmishina says regarding that you're only going to be violating and chayav karis if you delay the amount of ishtach avoy. But if you don't, then you're not going to be chayav. So the question is, do we say the same thing over here, where the way he became tamei was through an oynis, where his friend pulled out the floor beneath him? Now, he's a nazir. So now the question is, they're warning him, get out, because You're a nazir, and that'll be tamei. The question is that automatically, or is it only if he delays the amount of time of kadesh tachavoy? So the Gemara explains what the question is. Ki gemir in shehiya, is it that we only learned the halacha mosh mesin of shehiya beveis hamikdash? That was only said regarding the halacha of a tamei forbidding to go into the temple, into the beis hamikdash like that. Aval avroi loy, but halachis of tahara and tuma, where you, it's forbidden for you to be in a state of tuma, there outside of the Beis Hamikdash, we didn't say this halacha of Shia, and rather the halacha would be immediate. Maybe there's no difference. Maybe just like we find the halacha Meshach Messinah over there, that is when it started off as an oinus, and then we're saying, look, you can't be in this place, in this state of tuma, get out, that we give you a certain time delay. So too would the same thing apply regarding a nazir that's tahar, where the oinus created him in the state of tuma, that there wouldn't be any difference, that we would give him a certain time delay, and before that, he wouldn't be chayav on malchus. Another thing where it says, take or let it stand, it's not clear if the halacha Meshach Messinah is only in the base of Mikdash, or even for in our case, like in the regards to a nazir that becomes tummy. A related question, the Gemara says, Boyer Avashi, nazir will be vesa kvaras. Again, the same type of this case that we're discussing, where someone makes himself a nazir while in the cemetery. So the question is, Toin giluach oiloi. Does he need to cut his hair? In other words, as Tais explains, there is a halacha when you're a nazir that was tahar and became tamei. So on the day that you go that you become tahar, you have to go ahead and after you finish your 7 days of tahara, with again day three, day seven being sprayed by the ash of the paraduma, you have to go ahead and after being matar yourself, you cut your hair, and you bring a carbon on the following day. Now on that, Rav Ashi's question is: we know again, as we'll learn from a pasuk on the next daf, that carbon, the tamei shenazar, which in this case where he was always tamei, he never was tahar and then became tamei as a nazar, he accepted the naziris in the state of tuma, that the pasuk excludes him, he's not going to have to bring that. But the question that Rav Ashi was asking was, but what's with the halacha of cutting off his hair? Meaning generally a person that becomes tahar doesn't have to be cut off his hair. That's a unique halacha regarding a nazar, that we're saying this tamei shenazar becomes a nazar. As we say, he's forbidden to drink wine already, he's not allowed to cut his hair. Question is, but the fact that he's tamei and he's becoming tahar now, so just like a nazar that's becoming tahar, meaning he was a nazar and now he was tamei, become tahar, has to cut his hair, would you say the same thing over here, that the tamei shenazar has to cut his hair now that he's becoming purified in the as he's beginning now his naziris? Or no, from the fact that he doesn't bring a carbon, he doesn't either cut his hair. As the Gemara explains the question, kiboy teglachas. Do we say that when does the nazir that was tamei that's becoming tahar have to cut his hair? That's only tahar shenitma. That's only a nazir that was tahar that became tamei. To come a tamei lenazirusay, because he defiled, he was metamei his naziris. So therefore, meaning his naziris, which was the growth of his hair, became tamei. So he has to cut it off and he has to start over. Avotamei shenazir loy, but a tamei who was always tamei, who became a nazir within his tama. There, he wasn't metamei his naziris. He never had naziris, and therefore he doesn't have to cut off his hair, just like a regular nazir. Doesn't have to start off with a bald head. Like demolition, or maybe there is no difference. Maybe even here, he would also have to cut off his hair to start off. So the Gemara says, Tashima, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Mishnah nazir hu beveis hakvaras. If someone accepted upon himself a naziris while in the cemetery. So the Mishnah said, Afilo hayisham shloishim yom, even if he was there for 30 days, meaning what would normally be the conclusion of his naziris, it's not counted towards any, not even 1 day of his naziris. And moreover, any maybe carbon tumah, he doesn't bring a carbon for the fact that he was a nazir in a state of tumah. Now, on that the inference is, carbon tumah hudalemaisi, what doesn't he bring? A carbon for his tumah, meaning when he's bimetar himself from the tumah, that he doesn't bring. Avigiluchi ba'ib, it sounds like that he does cut off his hair, because from the fact that it doesn't say that he also doesn't cut off his hair, which would have been even a bigger chiddush, and not just that you don't bring a carbon, sounds like that the tamei shenazer v'hu beveis hakvaras, he does cut his hair to now start off his naziris of tahara. Now that the Gemara says no raya, because our mission is actually saying ma tam kamer. It's coming to say that what's the reason? In other words, ma tam einim mevi carbon tomo. What's the reason why we're saying that you don't bring a carbon tumah by the tamei shenazer? Mishum de loik bai giluchi. It's because you don't cut your hair by the tamei shenazer. In other words, that since the Mishnah said that he doesn't bring a carbon tumah, actually from there itself you can infer that he actually doesn't cut his hair, because they're interdependent one on the other. And the reason being, as Taisa says, since the psukim are near each other, although one is on day seven and one is on the other day, it doesn't make a difference. From that fact, Actually, we could say that the Mishnah is, from the fact that it's saying that he doesn't bring a carbon tumah, from there itself, actually you could say that he doesn't cut his hair. So again, there's no raya from our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring a raya from the following brisa, as recorded this brisa before. Im bein tumah shenazir. There's no difference between a tumah person that in the state of tumah accepts the nazirs. L'nazir tar shenitma to a tar nazir that becomes tumah. Ella tumah shenazir shvi shalo oilam in the only difference is, the person that was always Tame and accepted as Naziris, he starts counting his new Naziris from day 7 of his Tahara process, even before Harav Shemesh. Whereas if a Nazir Tar Shenidma, ain't Shvi L'Shelo Eilam Minyan, but the one that was Tar, that became Tame, can't start day 7, it's only B'Kiddush Reisha B'Yemahu, which is when he brings his Karbanis, which is on the following day. Now, but the inference the Gemara makes is, my love, but one thing we see is Holot Tiklach Azeb Azeshav, but it sounds like that regarding hair cutting, that they are the same, and that the Tamish and Nazar has to cut his hair. It's only regarding that element that they're different. And the Gemara says, Loi, no. Again, as we had said for Rabbi Yechon on the previous Amid, Halamalka Zeb is Hashem. It's only regarding lashes that they're going to be the same. But regarding the hair cutting, that we could say they're actually going to be different, which the Gemara asks. Avtikalachasmai, what are you saying? You're saying that regarding hair cutting, Zemegalech, Vizeinemegalech, he's saying that the one that was Tahar Shenitma, he has to cut his hair and additionally bring Karbanis. But the one that was Tamish Nazir, not only that he doesn't bring a carbon, but moreover, he even starts his new Nazir on day 7, but he also doesn't cut his hair. And I think Marcel is not. Then it should have said that as one of the differences between the two of them. So that thing my answer is, you're right, it actually does say it. How does it say it? Because Tani Shvi Shalei V'chol Mili. It says regarding his day 7, we said that day 7 they're different, because the Tamish Nazir, his day 7 is when he starts counting his new Naziris, in contradistinction to the Tahar, Nazir Tahar Shenitma, where he only starts counting the next day. And that is what the Gemara answers, that everything that was dependent on the Tahara of day 7, which is the hair cutting and the carbon, which is subsequent on the next day, and that is what we're saying that the Tamish Nazir doesn't need. I mean to say that, yes, he could start already on day 7 because his day 7 is already finished. What does it mean, finished? Just by the fact that he reaches day 7, he doesn't need to cut his hair as the Tahar Shenitma. Rather, he automatically starts counting his new Naziris, and therefore actually it is said over there by saying that his Shvi Shlo Elam Minyan is saying that he also doesn't need not only the carbon that we said is related to the Teglachas, but even the Teglachas of day 7, he doesn't need. So again, no Raya. You could interpret it this way too. So the Masa Tashma, let's bring a raya from the following brisa. The brisa says, "Ainly eli yemei tumasa." I would only know regarding the day of when the nazir is tameh, meaning let's say when he comes in contact with a tumas mess, she'ein oilin loy min aminyan, that those days do not count towards his counting of naziris, because actually it's even more than that. Pasuk says, "Vayam rishayim yiplu," that actually demolishes, undoes all the previous days that were counted. For sure, the days of Tumah themselves don't count towards his counting of Naziris. So therefore, once you're done with Tumah, then you start counting afresh the days of your Naziris. Now, I would only know that that's regarding when the Nazir that Shetumah, that you don't count his days of Tumah for his Naziris. Yimei Chilutai Minayin. But how do I know that the days when he's a conclusive, when he's a conclusive Mitzayra, which is that his chalut, he's definitive as a mitzayra during his naziris. How do I know that those days of tumas tzaras, I know tumas mes, that they don't count towards? How do I know that the days of when he's a conclusive mitzayra, that those days don't count towards his naziris? So the Gemara, the Braisa says, v'dinu, we make a mamatzinu, we compare the two, ma yimei tumasa, just like the days of tumah from a mes. Megaleach, who may be carbon, when he's finished with his days of Tumah, if he became Tumah during his Naziris, he has to cut his hair and bring a carbon. Afi Mechiluta, we find the same thing regarding a conclusive Metzaira, that once he's done with his Taraz, he's also Megaleach, he cuts off his hair, who may be carbon, and he brings a carbon for his Taraz. So therefore, we make the following comparison. Umayi may Tumasa in Oin Leiman Aminyan, just like the days of Tumah of Mes. They don't count towards your Naziris. So the days of when he's Tumas Taras, they also don't count towards his counting of his Naziris, because they seemingly have the same halachas. So that the Bryce says, no, you can't make that mamatzina. Because im amar to be made tumasa, if you're going to say that the days of his tumah of mess, they don't count towards his naziris, there's a reason, a stringency that you don't have by tzaras. Shekim mevatel ben nesa koidmin, because moreover, not only are you not counting those days of tumah of tumas mess when you're a nazir shetame, it actually nullifies all the days you had counted up until now. Which means to say, if you have a 30-day naziris, on day 25 you become tame, you have to start counting over all those 25 days. So it makes sense. That's why the days of tumah themselves, we see how severe they are. The fact that you became tame, even as mevatel everything up until now, we don't count those days towards your naziris. But tame b'mechiluta, but how are you going to say the same thing regarding the days of being a conclusive mitzayra she'en mevatel sakoidmin? When you become a mitzayra during your naziris, it doesn't nullify all the days of the naziris that you counted up until now. Lafikach eilam aminyan. Therefore, I would tell you that actually it does count towards your days of naziris. Now, the Rush points out that, wait a second, from this binyan av that we were comparing tzaras to naziris, to the tumas mess of naziris, we should say that actually that itself, the mamatzina should tell you what you're saying is the difference between tzaras and tumas mess of naziris, that actually that it is saisu the koyman, even by tzaras. And that the Rosh says that you can't say that because the Gemara later on, the Mamdal tells us, says v'timei roish nizrei, which tells us that only tumah is saisu the roish nizrei of naziris, but taglachas, for example, if let's say the nazir cuts his hair, which is one of the three violations besides tumah, that doesn't undo and nullify all the days he had counted for naziris. And the same thing applies regarding it's only tumas mes that saiseres, but tumas tzaras is not saiseres. So therefore, the Brisa says we can't learn it out from a mamatzino, because we find a difference, a stringency that only tumas mes has. Maybe there you don't count the days towards the naziris, because it's saiser everything before that. But tumas tzaras, who said, since we see over there that it's not saiser everything beforehand, who said that you don't even count those days towards the naziris? So therefore, amart. So that the Brisa says what you have to say is uman nazir bekever, just like a nazir who accepted upon himself his naziris while in the cemetery, shesairoi rola taglachas, where his hair is fit to be cut for naziris, in oil lemina minyan, there it's not counted towards the counting. So you may chilutai, shein rola taglachas, so on. Therefore, the Brisa says it's a kabachaymer. So the days of the tzaras, where the hair that the mitzayra has is not fit to be cut for naziris. So that's why, how we know it, it's a kavachimer, that it's not going to be counted towards the counting. In other words, that's why it's not similar to nazir. So, because at least by a nazir, the hair that he has as a tummy shenazar in the basic forest, where at least there his hair is going to have a taglachas of naziris, and still we say that it's hair that's growing during those days, is that those times are not going to be not being counted towards the days of naziris. So when he's a mitzayra, where his hair that's going to be cut is not viable for a cutting of naziris, so for sure it's not going to be oilim in a minyan, because we see it's a lower level in regards to its viability for the halachas of naziris. And that's how the Brisa says we learn that the halacha, that although yes, if someone becomes a mitzayra during his naziris, it's not going to be sais, it's not going to nullify and demolish and undo all the days he counted up until now, but the days of his tzaras, he can't count those days towards his naziris. That's what the Brisa says. Now on that, the Gemara infers, my love, isn't this what the Brisa is saying, that when it says that man nazir bekever shesayro l'taglachas, when it says, wait a second, if a person that was tummy, he was in the cemetery, and in the cemetery accepted upon himself in the naziris, it said that at least he's roil taglachas. Which taglachas, which hair cutting is fit for a nazir who is tummy from his inception and then becomes a nazir? It's taglachas tumah. Seemingly it's a reference to the hair cutting of tumah that applies to a nazir that's tummy, which is that after the 7 days of his tahar, he has to cut his hair, which is like the halacha of a nazir that became tummy. And therefore, essentially what the Brisa was saying was, and therefore because he has a different halacha of nazir regarding teglachas, that's why you would think it makes sense that it would be fit to count it towards the days of naziris. Because, and that we say that it doesn't, because we say, but it's definitely more viable that we would think than the Yimei Chilutoi of the Mitzayra, who doesn't even have taglachas of Naziris like a Nazir. And then therefore, that's what we see Kavol Chaimer, that if by the another Nazir that was Tamei, who he's definitely more Nazirish than the Nazir that's a Mitzayra, because those hears at least are more viable, because it's going to be cut for the halachas of the context of a Nazir, which is the Nazir Shetamei, where when he becomes Tamei, he then has to cut his hair because halachas of Nazir, which is Teglachas of Tumah, and you still don't count those days of Tumah for the Minyan. So for sure, by the halacha of when he becomes a Mitzayr, where when the Mitzayr cuts his hair, it's cut for the halachas of Mitzayr, not for the halachas of Naziris. For sure, those days are not counted in a Minyan. But one thing we see is that obviously that there is a Teglachas of Tumah for a Tamei Shenazar, because that's the case we're describing, where he has Teglachas of Nazir, which taglachas is his hair cutting after becoming Tamei, and now he's purifying himself, which we say that Taras doesn't have. So that answers Rav Ashi's question. And I think Mercer's like, no raya. Taglachas tahir, what the Bryce is describing, is actually that the hair that the Tamei Shenazar, Vahubaves Akfaras, that hair that he's growing is fit for the hair cutting of Naziris, which hair cutting? After that he becomes Tahar, and then concludes his days of Tahara Naziris, those hairs he never cut off, because he doesn't require Taglachas of Tumah. It means to say the Taglachas of when he finishes Naziris of Tahara. And that is what the Braisa said, that and still those days of when he's Tumah, where those hairs that are growing are going to be cut off of the Taglachas of a Nazir, but still those days of when he's in the basic verse are not counted min haminyan. For sure by Mitzayr it's not counted. But it's not because of the Taglachas to Tumah. Tumah Taglachas die when he finishes in the Naziris. And the Gemara says, you're right, Hochet Nami Mistaber. Actually, it makes more sense to interpret the Braisa like that and to prove actually that the Nazir does not have Taglachas to Tumah, the Tamish Nazir does not have Taglachas to Tumah. And it's actually referring only to Taglachas of Tahira, as the Gemara continues on top of Yitzchasim and Aleph, because the Isoga died the Taglachas Tumah, if you would entertain that what it's saying that a Tamish Nazir, where, again, as we're describing, there is a type of a case of a Nazir in the state of Tumah that's not going to be Olim and Aminyan. We're trying to prove Kal V'Chomer Kol Shekein, all the more so by Tzaras, where it doesn't even have this halacha of Naziris, and still we're saying by the Nazir Shetameh, where we're saying it's a Tameh Shenazar, that he, even though he has Taglachas, and still his days are not Olim and Aminyan, for sure, the Mitzayra, where it's not going to be Olim and Aminyan. If you think it's referring to that the Tamei Shenazar, he has a Taglachas of Tumah, well then, he doesn't have anything really think over the case of Mitzayra in that way, because Yimei Chilutoi Mi Lebei Taglachas, what do you think, the days of when he's a Mitzayra, you think when he finishes his Tzaras, he also doesn't need to cut his hair for Tumah? They would essentially be the same then. What are you saying, a Kal V'Chomer Kol Shekein, that if by the Tamei Shenazar, where he requires Taglachas, and you entertain the same means Taglachas of Tumah, and then when he finishes his state of Tumah, he has to cut off his hair when he concludes that before he starts off his Naziris Tahara, then that wouldn't be anything that's, and then you say, and still he doesn't count those days, for sure Tzaras, which doesn't have that, doesn't have what? Mitzayra, when he finishes his Tzaras, any Mitzayra, he has to cut his hair and bring his Karbonis, which is the same thing as Taglachas of Tumah of a Nazir. So why would you say that that's something that the Nazir has over the Halach of Tzaras? Obviously, it's like the Gemara refuted that you're right, it's not Tumah Taglachas of Tumah, it's Tumah Taglachas of Tahara. I think Gemara says Loi. No riot. That wouldn't be a riot, because actually, it could be it's talking about Taglachas of Tumah, but Taglachas de Naziris Ketani. What the Bryce is trying to illustrate is that we're going to prove that, yes, although B'mei Chilutoi, there is a Taglachas of Tumah, but it's not a Taglachas of Tumah of Naziris. In other words, a Nazir Bekever is fit to cut his hair of Taglachas because of the halachas of the context of Naziris. You're right, they both would be cutting their hair because of a Tumah, and that they're done with that. But the Mechilutai doesn't require the Taglachas of his Tumah because of Naziris, it's rather because of the halachas of Tzaras. Now, that has no application for the context of Naziris whatsoever, and therefore that was what the Kal V'Chomer of the Braisa was saying, that look, if, and therefore we could entertain that it is Taglachas to Tumah, and therefore we haven't really resolved the question, it's definitely not proving that it's taglachas of tahara, as the Gemara had said, hochanam mistabra, because it's not necessarily mistabra. You could say it is taglachas to tumah. It's just not conclusive, because the reason why you could say taglachas of tumah, even though Taras also says taglachas of tumah, but it's not taglachas of tumah of naziris. Here, by the tumah shenazar, where even though his hair cutting is going to be based on the halachas of naziris, and still he's not going to count those days towards the naziris, so for sure, mitzayra, who, yes, although he's also going to have a hair cutting of tumah, but it's not even because of halachas of naziris, for sure, he's not going to be counting those days towards his naziris. And again, therefore, the Gemara has not yet resolved the question regarding Ravashi, regarding a tumah shenazar v'hubi beis hakvaras, if, although we know from the Mishnah that he doesn't bring a carbon, if, however, he does do a hair cutting before he goes ahead and begins his naziris of tahara.